A 1996 law says the Motor Vehicle Division can issue licenses and ID cards only to those who submit proof that their, quote, presence in the United States is authorized under federal law. Since that time, MVD has recognized documents issued by the federal government allowing people to work here legally. That even covers illegal immigrants who the government decides not to pursue for deportation for a variety of reasons, like being a victim of domestic violence. In June, President Obama announced a deferred action program for those brought here as children if they can meet certain conditions. And those who qualify would get one of those work authorization cards. But 2 months later, Governor Jan Brewer issued an order saying that work cards issued under that program will not be recognized. Press aide Matthew Benson said his boss cannot undo the president's directive.
He's well within his rights to have his federal agencies use prosecutorial discretion in deciding who to go after and who not. But the law is the law. He doesn't have the authority to grant people lawful status or citizenship out of thin air. And in the state of Arizona, the governor still has an obligation to uphold state law.
Benson said only Congress can approve the authorization to be in this country to meet the requirements of state law for licenses. Attorney Julie Chang Newell of the American Civil Liberties Union acknowledged nothing in the Obama administration policy requires states to provide driver licenses.
But that doesn't mean that the state is allowed to make a decision for itself. The people that the federal government has given permission to reside in this country are in fact unauthorized.
The lawsuit filed Thursday by her organization and others asks a federal judge to declare that those in the program, potentially 80,000 in Arizona, are in fact authorized to be in the country and therefore entitled to a driver's license. That, however, is not a simple question. A spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security confirmed that the program, formerly known as the Deferred Action Childhood Arrival, does not actually authorize anyone to be in this country. But in what may be a fine legal distinction, he said the federal government does not consider them to be here illegally. Benson said that's why, if there's to be some formal recognition of who is authorized, it has to be done by Congress. In fact, he said what Senator John Cowell proposed earlier this week is a version of what the president did through policy.
But he's taking it through Congress and running it through the proper channels. And then it can be debated, and it would be, if it was approved and signed into law, it would be in the law, and there wouldn't be any uncertainty, which is what we're facing at this time because of what the president chose to do and the route that he chose to take.
Newell, however, said there's no requirement for Congress to specifically authorize a decision by the administration to defer any deportation efforts against this particular group of people who were brought here as children.
Congress has granted to the executive branch discretionary power, prosecutorial discretion to decide the manner of the immigration, the enforcement of the immigration laws. The federal government has power to do this, and there is no difference between the deferred action that Dreamers are getting and that every other non-citizen who has been granted deferred action is getting.
It could take weeks or longer for the case to get to court. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.